Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nice picture of a couple nice asses. If you're into that sort of thing on Twitter and Facebook.
We believe that's Sofia Vergara on the left and her niece on the right.
And that we even have to figure it out is amazing.
Yeah, they look nearly identical.
They do. They do.
Don't you wish that was your job?
So we'd have to taste it.
Figure out which one.
We'd have to taste it and see if they are identical. You know? It's like, oh, they look alike, but let's see what they taste like. Okay, they probably taste the same, too.
One way to find out.
One way.
Well, you'd have to do it blindfolded.
No, I want to. Mm-hmm. No, just don't look around. I want to see what I'm eating.
They could smack me around a little bit, too.
No, I think you go with the...
Okay, Nick went a little weird.
The blind taste blindfolded test first.
Yeah, but then take it off. Oh, it's you. Then Nick threw it. They can both smack me around. I just picture them both beating you up, like, get away from me, you freak. And that's how they're punching you.
I think
you,
we all just learned a little something about Nick right there.
Yes, we did.
A little window into his soul.
Yeah, just they can smack me around, too, as I pick up which one's got the better ass.
Well, if I'm going to be blindfolded, why not?
Yeah, I'm with you.
That way your wife's knuckles are always bloody. Just beating the hell out of you because it's your kind of a fetish.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Twitter and Facebook. Podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Streaming's there also.
My golf buddy is checking in.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned, did you see some golfers pissing outside yesterday? Was that the story?
Yeah, I saw that. Right. Well, which I do too, by the way. I don't care if a golfer pees outside.
Pissing on a bush is a golf pro recommended practice right now.
Yeah.
This guy's a golf pro.
Yeah, because the bathrooms are actually closed. But by the way, I avoided. I'd still pee on the course even when there was bathrooms. Because if I drank a bunch of beer, I had to go to the bathroom.
Just because it was convenient.
Right.
Because we can.
And hanging your dink low to a tree, nobody can see that.
And
thing.
I'm trying to figure out a scenario where I would be comfortable golfing and not come off as a hypocrite. And I think I would have to have like
a private course.
The course to myself, or maybe an hour separating. No one could tee off for an hour after me. And I'll have to wait an hour after some guy tees off.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't like that much separation.
I see people golfing all the time, and I hammer golfers all the time, and I like the game. I golf, but I don't know where I'm at on this because I don't know what to do. I mean, because I don't want to go out because I can avoid golfing because I do.
But it's, I know, it's killing me, but...
I know, but I mean, a lot of people are golfing, Todd.
I know.
But I don't know why you would go out either because I'm guarantee you, I see a country club when I walk. I know the public courses are probably packed.
I'm sure they are.
Because even a country club, there's somebody sometimes usually teeing off when some guy's already on the green. So even they're sort of close together, but further apart than an actual, a muni.
And even if you waited an hour to tee off, Todd, after the guy in front of you, you'd inevitably get that one guy who was really slow and you'd catch up to him on a
right.
hole.
Right.
Well, that lasted for six holes.
There'd be a guy behind you that would catch up to you if you're waiting an hour.
What if you went and you were like the first person in the morning? It was just you.
Yeah, I ain't going to get up early.
Right. That's true. That's a Saturday morning. You could probably tee up at 6:30 in the morning.
Because everybody wants to be the first guy off the tee. So you're not going to get any time there. I asked him if he would deliver the range balls to me. Because I don't want to go inside, because you might run into people. And I also don't like guys who take their bucket of range balls and just dump everything. But, you don't know where those range balls have been. I don't want to touch them.
Very true.
That's why you wear gloves.
No, just the one. Yeah. When you're golfing, I just wear the one.
Well, okay. But how about golfing with the virus? You can wear two then.
Yeah, I wear two.
Even then, that doesn't work. Gloves. I see people that wear rubber gloves and they don't realize.
Oh, not rubber gloves.
You can't wear the rubber gloves all day long because if the virus gets on the rubber glove and you touch something, then you pass it along.
Right.
You got to use those the rubber gloves for, I will use them like when I fill up with gas. And then I immediately dispose of them. That's what rubber gloves are for.
Yes, they are.
To be thrown away.
Right.
Not to be worn all day.
Yeah, it's not just like an extra layer of skin.
No.
No, it's not. I don't know what to tell you.
Don't touch your face.
No, about golfing.
Don't touch your face.
Yeah, don't touch your face.
I probably won't be going anytime soon. Okay.
And when you do, we'll just make fun of you.
I know. And I probably won't tell you.
Somebody will see you there, though.
I know.
And you start ranting. You know, I've told my wife this. I said, you know what? I kind of say a lot of crap on the radio about doing things, so I really can't be caught being somewhere. Because
right.
I don't want to be a hypocrite.
There's that too.
But you know, once again, I still go. I'll go to Walgreens and I wore the mask the other day and grocery store. My wife wants me to go with her, but usually she just goes by herself. And then I get gas and then I sit on my ass.
Got a doctor
and smoke some grass.
Wants me to come in for a visit because they want to do.
What happened to your leg?
EKG.
Oh, that's
no, this is the heart doctor.
Okay.
And the only thing I don't like about that is I can't eat all morning.
Yeah.
Is that thing still bothering you?
That sucks.
Yeah, is your heart your still heart, bothering
you? Right?
My heart?
That thing still bothering you?
It's not really bothering me, but I have to get it checked on every once in a while.
Oh, you can't eat? So you have to do it during the week. They can't do it on Saturdays, right?
No, I don't think the lab is open on Saturdays.
No, it used to be.
Yeah. But not during the global pandemic.
And you can't eat? That's not even a blood thing. That's just a...
No, they're going to do the blood,
too.
Oh,
I got it.
Yeah, you can't do an EKG remotely.
No, apparently...
No.
I can't hook up some diodes on my end. And...
Oh, yeah. Is that the thing you hook up to your phone and you can do your EKG anytime?
Right.
No, there was a time
just
when...
Put the clips on your nipples and see what happens.
Or put your thumbs on a pad.
I think that's a different test.
Yeah. Oh, that's a different one?
When I had the panic attacks and we didn't know what they were.
Right.
I wore this vest. It was
Oh, it was like a thunder vest for dogs, right?
Yeah. No, it was like a fishnet vest. It was like a.
Oh, I remember. I was sexy. I remember that.
And there were a bunch of diodes.
Your nipples were sticking out.
Attached to it, and I had to wear it for 24 hours, and they monitored me remotely.
I don't remember you wearing that. That's wild. Did you wear a T-shirt over it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that's too bad.
You couldn't see it.
You would wear a shirt over that, the fishnet with the diodes all over.
It was a total fishnet shirt.
That's what I mean.
We would have turned it into a flak jacket and started shooting things at you.
It's not metal, guys. Sorry. That's probably a good idea. You kept your shirt on then.
Yeah.
We'd have found out something.
Yeah, I didn't.
We might have ripped it right off.
Didn't even mention anything to anybody. That was a good thing.
Who the hell's this?
Colleen's checking in.
Hey, Colleen.
Hey, I'm checking. I don't know what week it is. I'm not sure about the month. I am in such limbo. Such limbo. How about you guys? Yeah.
For me, I think it's day 41, so we're going on.
Well, it's 7 weeks.
Yeah.
It's
we're going on
week
seven.
Todd, I can't even count the days.
No, I want to ask you that. I want to ask you that, Colleen.
Well, that's the only thing on my calendar these days is the number.
You are not working.
Got it.
That's right. We always got to remember this. And we actually get to come in here and do our job. And a lot of people, like yourself, Colleen, how are these days working for you? Every day is does it feel like every day is the same?
It just blends together like it's one big Monday. Because,
right.
You know, I was always off on Mondays. But I am sorting through pictures, so when I come out of this, I have some gems on you guys.
Oh,
25
no.
years
oh,
ago.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Excellent.
Oh, I have some gems, so I'm doing that.
Hey, did you hear, I don't know if you're up early enough, we checked in with Nick Griffin. He seemed nuts. He seemed a little crazy, but it was like he always is.
Oh, yeah. Nick is.
Yeah.
Nick is, if it isn't a pandemic, Nick is out of it.
Yeah.
So this is extra sad.
Yeah. She's got a girlfriend, though.
Know,
did you know he had a girlfriend?
Well, off and on, yes, he does.
Okay.
You know, off and on he does.
Right.
So I hope he gets to see her. I have no skills whatsoever, so it finally got down to I found some dye, and I had to dye my roots.
Oh.
So guess what, guys? I look like an embalmed Lucille Ball.
I got to see that.
It's horrible. Horrible.
Did you just quit? You got some red coloring in a box, and it didn't turn out way you wanted to?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent away for some red coloring in a box, and I went, I can do this, right? I used to be a girl.
Yeah.
Nope, it does not look good, and I have dye streaks down my neck and on my chin. I don't know how to get that off. But the good news is I don't have to go out in public.
No, you don't. Your sons just laugh at you, right?
Oh, but they haven't seen it yet.
No.
they have not seen the new and scary me yet today. So I miss you guys.
Is it as orange as like Ronald McDonald, that orange?
It's bad. Yeah, totally. It is. I so miss my hairdresser, my masseuse, and all of you clowns. I miss you.
Miss you too, Colin. It's weird. You're right across the street,
miss
basically.
Miss you big time.
All right, we'll see you soon.
All right, so hang in there, guys, and I'll post that mop up on
social media. I'm curious to see now.
Oh, okay. All right, Todd. All right. I'll embarrass. Will do. Right. Love ya.
All right,
bye.
Love you, Colin.
Oh, hang on, she's back. What else you got to say?
Three holes, no waiting.
Oh, good.
Got it.
Good.
All right. Well, she's...
That's her catchphrase
she's
now.
She's open. She's open for business.
Pandemic be damned.
Again, she has a key. Don't make her that mad.
And she's a fiery redhead.
Kind of.
Apparently really red now.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's Lizzo's birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Lay off me. I'm starving.
Lizzo is 32 today.
All right.
We remember from earlier in the day, it's also Ace Frehley's birthday.
Well, we know he's older.
Who's taller?
Oh, man.
Lizzo or Ace Frehley?
Nick, you ever stood next to Ace?
No.
I have. He's not a tall guy.
I would like to.
Yeah. But I...
He's tall in stature.
I don't know how tall Lizzo is.
I have no idea how tall Lizzo is. I think Ace is a normal size, probably about 5'9", 5'8".
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how Lizzo is.
I'd like to play a game of who's wider.
Yeah, that'd be Lizzo. Let's play who's wider. Lizzo. Come on, let's play who's wider. I always wanted to say
that
who
is
was,
with a D, right?
I always wanted to play who was fatter.
Not a T?
No.
W-I-D-E-R.
Okay.
Wider. Who's wider?
It's tough.
No, Lizzo's wider.
I'm going to say Lizzo is taller.
I'll just say she's taller also.
Yeah, I want to say
she's
that.
She's a big girl. She might be 5'11".
I'm going Ace.
All right.
My own personal Jesus, Ace Frehley.
Lizzo is 5'10".
Oh, no. This isn't good.
Ace is listed as 6'1".
Whoa! Wow.
Screw you, Nick.
Yeah.
Ace, and that's before the platform
that's
boots.
That's before the boots.
That might be with the boots.
That
Come
might
on.
Be with the boots. I don't know. But he's listed at 6'1".
6'1".
Speaking of that, I heard Phil Collins talking this weekend, and he was talking about he got to play with Kiss during a show. He came up on stage with him. But to come up on stage with him, he had to put boots on because he'd look like a midget out there because everybody's so damn tall with those things on. So he had to. Paul had an extra pair. So he just had to practice with them on off the side of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing with Kiss. They wanted Phil Collins to come up and join for a couple of songs. So he had to stand on the side of the stage in these boots, trying to get used to walking out there and doing it. He said it was just crazy. It was like walking on stilts, he thought.
Yeah, those things have got to be ankle breakers if you're not used to them.
Oh, yeah, you're not used to them at
all.
Did
he paint his face?
Right. No, he didn't paint his face, but he had to wear the boots because he would look stupid up there on stage you know, 8 feet shorter than everybody else. Right?
You'd look weird in a t-shirt,
and they'd
too.
Have to be heavy, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, Phil, that dude's shirtless most of the time because he's ripped. Phil Collins ripped.
See, I would have had to hit the training table beforehand and get all taped up with my ankles before I put those things on.
Yeah. We've seen those boots before, Puss, too.
Yeah. This is so crazy.
I'm guessing Phil pulled it off better than me.
They didn't wear the makeup for something. Can you imagine? They're like, hey, guys, we're not going to do the face paint and everything.
Yeah, man.
What? Hey, that's your thing. That's your thing. You have to. They were what, 50? They were like, yo, we're putting the paint back on.
Right.
I love it.
I know.
And for people who are unaware, do not confuse Phil Collins with Phil Collins.
That's right. Yeah, he's a guitar player for Def Leppard, and he's the guy that's with his shirt off all the time. He's ripped. That's the Phil Collins we're talking about.
I was thinking about Phil Collins this weekend. What?
Phil Collins.
Yeah. Okay, Genesis, what does that song, when he says, she don't know about my girlfriend or the man I met last night?
Oh,
what does that mean?
What song is it? I don't know, but something you just said.
Yeah. She don't know about my, I don't even know which, I wasn't even listening to the song. But.
Okay, I'm not sure which song it was.
Yeah, no idea.
I have no idea. Yeah, I know what Susudio means, but other than that.
I don't.
No, it's just something that rhymed.
Is that in the air tonight?
Don't know.
Yeah, I'll just have to Google the lyric. I wasn't even listening to this.
Jesus,
I don't know why.
He knows me. That's a Genesis song from We Can't Dance.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so is he saying he's a boyfriend? Phil Collins isn't gay, is he?
No, he's not. No, he's pretty straight. He's going through a lot of ladies, actually.
Where'd you hear that?
It just popped into my head.
All right.
The lyric did. I don't know. Mowing the lawn. Yeah. You know? Thinking about Phil Collins.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
I often do.
Yeah.
Kiss boots are 24 inches and a 6 foot or 6 inch platform.
Jesus.
Yeah, that takes some getting used to.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, so let's call Ace 5'7"
right.
And consider it a win for the other three.
No. I'm Ace must be a little taller. But Lizzo's wider.
Not the question.
Yeah, well, I think it was in the future it should be.
I didn't think I stood a chance when he looked right at me and said 5'10".
Yeah.
I was very nervous.
Nick's 2-0, man. He'll fool himself over there.
Yeah.
I couldn't pick against Ace.
No, you couldn't.
Well, Lisa says, tell Colleen if she can find it hand sanitizer. We'll get the hair dye off of your skin.
3 holes, no waiting.
Well, did you see the sad news? Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler getting a divorce.
Now, I remember I was just telling you guys, those guys were quarantined in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
They got over there, and they were on the beach filming part of their reality show, and they couldn't make it back. So people were pissed because they're just hanging out on their beach home that they rented, I guess, for the show. Now, are they still there?
I guess
the quarantine didn't help them, you know?
No.
If they're calling for a divorce and they're still in the quarantine... You know, must be a
problem.
They
may have already filed.
They might have, yeah.
So that could have been all for show.
Right.
What show is she on?
It's called
Very Cavallari.
Very Cavallari. But he's on it, too. I mean, he's actually on it. He's not like a... I mean, they show him talking all the time on that show, too.
They've been together for 10 years and 3 kids. Well, they've got nothing but love and respect for one another.
Well, they want to bang
other
people.
Their marriage is ending because they grew apart. There are rumors that he's banging her best friend, but they swear that is not the case.
You sure just one of them came out against Applejacks? Because I got a problem with that.
Yeah.
Right. This is the final straw.
The final straw.
Is everybody coming out of this the same?
No.
As you know, I contend that if like it's just two of us, it's either going to get better or it's going to get worse. It's not going to stay the same.
You mean you and me or you and Christy?
Yeah, Christy and I.
Okay.
I'm not with you.
We're not living together.
All day, every day. I'm with you for a portion of the day.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I thought you were getting more philosophical about, are we all going to be different from here on out, adults? I know I am.
Oh, I think so.
For a long time, at least.
Yeah, I don't
think so. There's no debate
in that.
I know there's a lot of comparisons, or people are trying to bring up comparisons about what happened after 9/11, but I think it was completely different. I think
totally
was,
different.
I mean, I realize it's a national hassle. I mean, a national crazy time after 9/11. We all remember like it was yesterday. But it was completely different.
I wasn't worried about getting 9/11 at the gas station.
That's exactly right.
And it wasn't like contagious.
Right.
I would contend, Todd, there are people who could be quarantined together, just the two of them, and come out exactly the same.
Probably.
Because they probably were very practiced at existing in the same house but not interacting with each other.
Right.
I think, bet there are people out there.
I think, though, Todd, I think not more people like yourself, since there were two people only. I think you're right. I think if there's just a couple in the house and no kids and no, like, older parent living there either, that they might come out differently. You're right.
Yeah.
Because either better or worse. Because I think the rest of us, if you got kids in the house, there's other things going on. And you can keep it more.
There's other places where you can point your attention.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
In this case, you got to pay attention to each other.
Nick Griffin and Mr. Skin. Nick's a little crazy, but he was crazy for the pandemic. Colleen checked in too.
Three holes, no waiting.
I know. We got to wait.
Actor Anthony Edwards, comedians Chris Porter, Chad Zumok, Mark Lundholm, Brett Michaels will join us one day this week.
Yep. Have a good one. TNTRadioEmpire.com for the streaming or the podcast. Go see Nick in his yard. He's got a show coming up.
Right? We can talk about Phil Collins.
TNT Radio Empire.
He's mowing the yard.
Is the Twitter.
Is Phil Collins gay? Or maybe I'm gay. What am I thinking?
Official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is the Facebook. And the email is TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.